times this week. The famous Beis Halevi, Sichas Musar, on the Medrash in this week's parasha, that the Medrash says that when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers and he said, Ani Yosef, Fa'oi Ravi Chai. So the pasuk says, V'yachlu Ocha Echov La'ana Yisoysoi Kinivalu Miponov. The brothers were unable to answer him, for they were embarrassed, Rashi says, from him. They were frightened, and the literal shot in the pasuk, Rashi says they were embarrassed, they were tongue-tied, they couldn't speak. And the Medrash says, based on this, Oy lanu liyoyim adin, oy lanu liyoyim atoychacha. Woe unto us, to the day of judgment, the day of rebuke, if Yosef, who was the smallest of the Shvatim, when he gave Musar to the brothers, they were unable to respond. So the Asid Lavoi, in the future, when Hashem will come, V'yoychiach kol echod ve'echod l'fi mashahu al achas kama v'kama. And Hashem will disprove every person according to what he is. How much more so will we not have what to say? So, you heard the Beis Halevi's pshat, Chaim Shulevitz pshat, but I want to share with you now an amazing pshat from the Shem Shmuel, the Sochet Shavu Rebbe. Shem Shmuel says the following. He's medayik. If you look in the language of the Medrash is brought down actually twice, once in the name of Reb Shimon Elazar and once in the name of Abba Koyin Bardla. In one place, the Medrash says, La'osid lavoi, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yochiach Kol Echad VeEchad Lefi Maisav Al Achas Kama VeKama. In the future, Hashem will show every person according to his actions the folly of his ways. So, how much more so will we not have what to say? And that's what the Beis Halevi speaks about. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us through our actions that we're inconsistent, that we're hypocrites, and that's the pshat of the Beis Halevi. But the other lashon in the Medrash says that Hashem is going to show us and rebuke each person lefi mashahu, according to who he is, according to what he is. So what is the pshat in that difference in the language lefi mashahu, as opposed to lefi maisav? Says the Shem Shmuel the following. He says that Yosef revealed to the brothers, he says, Ani Yosef. And when the brothers saw that he was still Yosef HaTzadik, the same Yosef who was a tzadik in the house of Yaakov Avinu, and he was still that same Yosef here in Mitzrayim, they were unable to speak because they were embarrassed. How could they speak about him? How could they try to harm him? Look at who he is. When they realized who it was that was standing before them, so they were so embarrassed. How could they say anything? Looking at what they tried to do to him. Says the Shem Shmuel, the language of the Medrash is very precise. In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us Lefi Mashahu, who you really are. And then we're not going to have what to say. Hashem is going to show us who were we in our lifetime. What potential did we possess? A person possesses a neshama tahira, a pure soul, as we say every day. A kind of neshama shenasata bi tahiri. Hashem gave us a pure soul, and we're capable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to accomplish tremendous things. The musar that we're going to receive when we stand in front of Hashem in judgment, la'achar me'ev esrim shana, is Hashem is going to, he's not going to tell us, why did you do this, why did you do that? He's not going to call us out. He's just going to show us who we are, who we were capable of becoming, what were we capable of accomplishing. That's going to be the biggest musar. When we realize, when Hashem will show us, l'fi mashahu, what is the potential that we possess? And he says, based on this, there's a very famous idea, but that Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz says. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, but here it's in the Shem Shmuel, similar idea. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz says that there's a great problem for a person if he doesn't recognize his faults. He doesn't recognize the areas that he has to work on to improve. If a person thinks, I don't have any chesroinus, I'm perfect, has nothing for me to work on, that's a huge problem for him. Because he's just going to remain the same and he's not going to improve, Taka. He's not going to change. But says Rabbi Yeruchin, a greater problem is a person that doesn't recognize his mindless. He doesn't recognize the positive qualities that he has, the great ability that he has, that Hashem gave him, the potential that he carries within himself. That's a bigger chesaron, that's a bigger chet than not recognizing your faults. Every person has tremendous abilities. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu, La'acha Me'ev Esim, is going to show us what were we capable of doing. And the Musar is going to be, did we actually live up to our potential? Did we live up to who we were supposed to be? Or did we not live up to who we were supposed to be? If a person realizes, says the Shema Shmuel, his greatness, the greatness that he possesses within himself, what he could accomplish, then he would accomplish so much more. And there's a very famous story, which I'll conclude with, that Rav Shalom Shradron, the Maggid of Yerushalayim, brings down in his Sefer Lev Shalom on Chumash, in this week's Parsha. Famous story about the Netziv. Many of you have probably heard of the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. He was the grandfather-in-law of Rav Chaim Brisker, one of the Gedolei Ador, the Netziv. He authored maybe 15 Sfarim, if not more, on all areas of Torah. So the Netziv said over this story when he published his commentary on the She'iltos. Anyone here know what the She'iltos is? The She'iltos is a sefer which was written by one of the Gaonim, Rav Achoy Gaon, on Chumash. It's a halachic sefer arranged according to the parashas of the Torah. It's called the She'iltos. Okay, it's, you would say, a little bit of an obscure sefer. It's not directly on Gemara, it's not a Rishon, it's not on the Chumash. And the Netziv said over the story, when he published his commentary on the Shiltos, which is a three-volume commentary on the Shiltos, he said the following story. He made a siyum, he made a big party, and he said the following story. He said that when he was a child, so he was a child who was not so into learning. He wasn't so into learning. He didn't, you know, invest so much effort into his learning in yeshiva, and chavrusis. Maybe it was hard for him to chap, pshat in the Gemara. And he had a hard time. And he wasn't really doing well in yeshiva. So he heard one day his parents talking in the kitchen. His father and mother, they were talking in the kitchen. And he heard them talking about him. And they were saying, what's going to become with our son, Naftali Tzvi? What's going to become with him? He's not learning well. Maybe we're going to have to send him off to become a tailor. Send him to a tailor. You should teach him to learn how to become a tailor, how to become a shoemaker. What's going to be with him? He looks like he's not succeeding in learning. He's not going to be Matzliach. And his mother, he heard his mother, Mamish, crying over this. So the Netziv, when he heard that conversation between his parents and he saw how distraught they were over the fact that he was not succeeding in learning in yeshiva and cheder, so he decided from that point on, that's it. I'm changing my approach. I'm going to take things seriously. I'm going to work even harder. And he started working hard. And lo and behold, he started to succeed to the point that he became one of the Gedolei Ador, and he authored about maybe 15, 30 Sfarim. He authored on Shas, the Merei Meisadeh. He authored on Chumash, the Hamik Davar, and on Tanakh. He authored the Hamik Shelo on the Shiltois. He authored the Sefer Meshiv Davar, which is Shailas Hachuvas. He authored many big Sfarim on Kala Tairakula. He authored a Sefer on the Sifri, and many of them on obscure topics. Said the Netziv, he said, you know, it was a good thing that I sat down and I, Mamish, gave a full effort. Why? He says, because when I would have come up to Shemayim after 120 years, so what would have happened? What would have happened to me? He says, I probably would have been a good Jew. I would have been a guy who put on tefillin every day, went to shul every day, davened three times a day with a minyan, ate kosher. But I would come up to Shemayim, to Bezin Shemala, after 120 years. He says, they would have asked me, where is your commentary on the Sheiltos? He says, I would have looked at them. What? Sheiltos? I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of it. What's a Sheiltos? What is that? So, says the Netziv, if I wouldn't have applied myself, when I would have come to Bezin Shemala, when I would come up after 120 years, they would have held me accountable for not writing the Sheiltos, for not writing a commentary on the Sheiltos, because that was something that clearly I was capable of doing. So now I'm making a siyum, says the Netziv, to celebrate the fact that I was matzliach, I was successful in realizing my potential and bringing into actuality the potential of what I was supposed to accomplish. That's why I'm making a suda, because now when I'm coming after 120 years and they ask me, where's your chidushim on the Sheiltos? I'll be able to say, here are my chidushim on the Sheiltos. So this is a famous story about the Netziv. Shaul Shradron says that, you have to think about this, that many times, says people, they say to themselves, I'm not cut out for learning. It's not for me. I don't have the head for Gemara. I can't do it. I can't sit and study, sit and learn so long every day. But first of all, we have to think about the Beis HaLevi. Are we really being honest with ourselves? Are we being true to ourselves? Are we being consistent? Do we sit and focus for hours and hours upon end on other things, either other subjects or on other, maybe entertainment, narishkeit, sports? So we're able to sit down and focus or read a good book, sit down and look at it for a long time. And do we think we're not capable of intellectual achievement in other areas? We know, many of us, that we are capable. So why is it that you think when it comes to Torah you're not capable? The famous Tana de Belio, there's a story in Tana de Belio. Tana de Belio is a medrash of teachings from Elio HaNavi. So it says that there was a guy who he was sitting around and was wasting his time. He wasn't really learning well. So Elio HaNavi was a fisherman, it says. So Elio HaNavi came to him and said, why aren't you learning Torah? So the fisherman said, listen, I don't have the head. I don't have the head to be able to learn Torah and understand Torah. So Elio HaNavi said to him in response, he said, well, how do you catch fish? He says, oh, I make nets and I figure out the right place where to throw the nets and catch the fish. So Elio HaNavi says back to him, he says, listen, the same creator who gave you the intelligence to figure out how to make nets, where to lay the traps, to be able for you to succeed at catching fish, he gave you also intelligence to learn Torah. He gave you intelligence to learn Torah. So you can't sell yourself short and say, no, I don't have the ability. It's not true. You have the ability. So that's what Rav Shaul Shradron says was the lesson of the story of the Netziv. The Netziv realized that he has great potential, and a person has to try to maximize the potential. And that's the language of the Medrash that L'Asad Lava Kodesh Baruch was going to show each person what he is capable of. And that is going to be the biggest mussar when we realize what were we capable of and what do we actually do. Have a great Shabbos.